Report: Detroit man accused of setting fire to girlfriend pregnant with twins bonds out for $5,000. By Nick Gilbertson on January 21, 2022. A 41-year-old Detroit man accused of setting fire to his girlfriend, who is pregnant with twins, has bonded out of the Wayne County Jail for just $5,000 after posting 10% of his $50,000 bond, according to a report. Police said Devon Marsh got into an argument with his girlfriend at their Detroit home off Packard and Outer Drive last Friday, January 14, and he doused her with lighter fluid before setting her on fire, WJBK reports. According to the latest reporting from the outlet, Devon Marsh was released from the Wayne County Jail Friday morning. According to documents with the jail, he was released from custody just before 11:20 a.m. on Friday. He's now out on bond with multiple conditions including no weapons, no drug use, and is ordered not to go to their shared apartment. However, Fox 2 has learned that Marsh has a hold in Macomb County for other charges, so while he's posted bail in Wayne County, he is not currently free. At about 10:40 on January 14, Detroit police received a tip that a woman was being held against her will and tortured, according to DIS. At the scene, officers said they found the 26-year-old pregnant woman, with severe burns to her legs and stomach, lying on a bed in the basement of the home. Officers said she could hardly move. The 26-year-old is in critical condition with burns to 60% of her body, and it's not yet known if her babies will survive, WJBK reports. She is 6.5 months pregnant. How do you do this to another human being? I can't, it's unimaginable, Commander Michael McGinnis of the Detroit Police Department told WJBK. Just incredibly traumatic injuries, I did see pictures and I mean the pain that she must be suffering, I can't imagine, he said. Marsh, 41, was arrested and is charged with kidnapping/abduction, aggravated/felonious assault and violation of the Controlled Substance Act, according to DIS. He is a parole absconder with a lengthy rap sheet according to WJBK, including previous charges for guns, assault, and drugs. Marsh pleaded guilty in Macomb County Circuit Court to 4 counts of delivering more than 50 grams of cocaine in 2019 and was sentenced to 2 years probation, Macomb Daily reports. The victim had been too scared to report the abuse she was enduring, and Heaven of Oakland County CEO Amy Namay told WJBK that victims often fear retaliation from their abusers when speaking up. Fear is part of the relationship and so absolutely there is fear of retaliation, Namay explained. She added that victims are often frightened by low bonds. The court system can be very overwhelming, the process can be complicated, she said. It's not just that court is a little scary, it's also that what happens next with that assailant that might be coming out, that might be walking free. How do you stay safe in that situation? McGinnis previously said he had hoped Marsh, who ended up making bond, remained in custody. We just hope that he remains in custody through the trial process so that the victim can heal without the fear of any kind of retribution from him, McGinnis said.